The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And Alex Pavlovich of NBC Sports Bay Area is going to be on the River Islands guest line. Hey, Alex, what's going on, man?
What's going on? I love Bobby Marks. I'm going to have to tune in.
You better, except for I think it lines up right when Bob Melvin's talking. Who's more who's more secure in their job right now, Bobby Marks or Bobby Melvin?
I think Bobby Marks is the only one who understands the cap, so he's more secure than everybody, right?
That's a good answer. It's a good answer. Hey, before we get into all of the absolute migraine headache stuff going on with the Giants, how about the franchise? Your book's coming out on July 8th.
It is. I'm within a week. July 8th, the franchise, a history of the San Francisco Giants. I put a lot of time into it, so I hope people enjoy it. And it was a lot of fun to do. I always wanted to write at least one. Now, after I did it, I was like, yeah, I think one book is enough. Probably.
Okay, so there's not going to be book number two for Pavlovich?
There might. No, it was a lot of fun. I didn't realize how much work it is. I mean, I did kind of, but when you're tackling, like, going back to, like, 1958, it's like, oh, okay, this is a lot of research. But, yeah. No, it was worth it.
So when you write a book, because I've always thought about it, and then I think about it for, like, 9 seconds and think, nah, yeah. I'm not cut out for that. Like, what do you do? Do you make an outline, and then you go one by one? Or how do you go about going from idea to July 8th when the book is coming out?
Yeah, it was funny. Triumph, the publisher, kind of was like, you have a blank slate. Like, do what you want on the Giants. Oh. And so I came up with a long list of people and seasons and things that I felt like I needed to hit. I think it was like probably about 50, and ended up cutting that a little bit and combining some things. But, you know, it goes back to the Hall of Famers, goes back to Will Clark in 1993, and then obviously the championship years, all the aces, and even through 2021 and 107 wins and some free agency stuff, which was fun to dig into. So I made a long list and spent a lot of time talking to people and talked to Bryce Harper, Clayton Kershaw, Juan Marichal. Like it was a lot of fun to sit down with people. But yeah, it is when you sit there the first time and you like open up that file, it's like, oh, okay, 100,000 words to go.
Right. So,
well, let's go.
See, I was thinking now you could just open up your laptop and be like, hey, ChatGPT, write a Giants book.
Man.
And then it's over. There you go.
Yeah.
You got a book.
Maybe that'll be book number two.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
Hey, take over.
Yeah, no joke. All right, Alex Pavlovich. Again, the book is The Franchise. Comes out July 8th. I assume Amazon and all the normal places, Alex. Is that where it's going to be?
Yeah, it's on. You can pre-order it right now on Amazon and through Triumph. And it'll be in local bookstores, and I'll have a couple signings coming up in July too.
Look at you!
Hope to meet some people.
Yeah. Let us know about that. I like to crash those kinds of parties. So anyway,
I might invite you.
Yeah, perfect. All right, now what do we do with this team? Because everybody's mad.
Oh man!
Yeah, what do we do, Alex?
Well, it would help if they'd score more than two runs. So that would be a start. I think. Look, it's this. I have been saying this for a few weeks. On air, on our podcast, and Buster said it yesterday. Logan Webb reiterated it. Like, this comes down to the players. I mean, they're relatively healthy when you look around the division. They're playing a Diamondbacks team that's without Corbin Carroll, without their catcher, without their first baseman. Corbin Burns had Tommy John. Their whole bullpen's hurt. So, like, there's no excuse here to say, like, oh, Matt Chapman's out of the lineup, and there's been, you know, you've lost a couple third basemen, three third basemen now. It really comes down to the players, and we've seen Devers struggle since he came over. Jungkook Lee, it's been about 6 weeks for him since he's really hit. Willy Adames has been better of late, but the whole year has not been what he expected. And you know, last night we see Birdsong just kind of lost it for 10 minutes there, and I think that was the most interesting part about yesterday to me was Buster very forcefully saying, like, I'm pretty close to my playing career. And this is the way I feel about it, is this has to come from the clubhouse. And I think he believes in this talent of this group, but at some point you have to put it together.
And putting it together is easier said than done. So, like, what is the next step from Bob Melvin? Or, you know, we talk a lot about the hitting coach when a team's not hitting well, Pat Burrell.
Yeah.
What are the things that can be fixed in the near term to get them ready for tough opponents down the road?
I think one thing they're trying to do a little bit right now is just back off a little bit and maybe, you know, spend less time in the cage. It's a tendency to overdo it in times like this and try to hit your way out of it. But they did, you know, have a lighter BP yesterday. I think the plan is to do that tomorrow as well. And look, this is it's a tough stretch in a lot of ways, and you're not helped by being in Arizona where it's 110 degrees and then going to SAC for 3 days where you have to play night games because it's going to be so hot there. So I think they're trying to get guys to just maybe back off a little bit and go out there. And it's like, it's going back to your roots a little bit. Just see ball, hit ball, go out there, play defense, go out there and attack when you're pitching. But it is easier said than done. And it's hard to tell guys too. If you go 0-for-4, it's hard to tell someone, like, hey, don't spend an hour in the cage tomorrow. Like, go and relax, go and try to go up and just see the ball.
Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area, with us on Willard and Dibbs. Alex, I got a couple of Rafi Devers questions. Let me start with this one. Did something change in the clubhouse as far as the mixture when he arrived?
Like in a negative way?
Just anyway, like the ingredients of everything. Because I know it's been a really good, positive clubhouse.
Yeah.
But did something just, right? Are the ingredients different and they're sort of searching for that vibe again or no?
No, it's interesting, actually. You could see it in the dugout last night early on, and Bob said this after the game. He said the energy after the first couple runs was as good as it's been all year. I think the clubhouse, I mean, I tell people this all the time. I'm in there every single day. I'm keeping a close eye. I'm looking always for things that stand out. It's been a really good clubhouse the entire year. It's a group that genuinely gets along. I think, you know, Devers is close with Adames. He knows some other guys. And he's not going to be a rah-rah guy. I mean, he's not going to be a team leader. He has said that himself, but they don't need him to be. So I don't know that anything's changed there.
And then also on Rafi, like, what is the hesitation to put him over at third base in this current situation? And how close is he to playing first base?
Well, you could see it on the double last night as he was going into second base. I mean, all they've told us is there's a little bit of a groin thing and a little bit of a back thing, and they haven't really expanded on that. And obviously, I mean, he hit a ball 110 last night, so, like, physically he's not too compromised, but you can see him when he's running. It doesn't look right, and sometimes we'll watch him after he gets thrown out last night, and you watch him go back to the dugout. He just doesn't look comfortable. So I think physically they don't feel great about him even playing first base right now. I mean, I was shocked that the Diamondbacks last night didn't try to bunt on Wilmer four times.
Yep.
And I think if they find out that Rafi Devers has a groin issue and he's playing third, I think Alec Thomas is going to put three bunts down. So that's physically, I think there's some limitations right now.
And the other walking wounded, you know, Casey Schmidt and Matt Chapman, what are you hearing about their ability to come back and what the timeline might be? Because right now we're playing a game here on our show, Alex, of guess who's playing third? And spoiler alert, I'm wrong every day.
Well, it's Brett Wisely tonight. So, Chapman's doing really well. He took BP yesterday. It went well. I watched him take grounders. It looked like Matt Chapman. He is kind of in their ear every single day. Like, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. I keep taking, I don't know if it's the over or the under, or whatever. I keep taking the side of he is going to be back before people expect. And they originally said that Dodgers series. Now they're kind of like, oh, he might be back for the Phillies next, you know, at some point Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I wouldn't be shocked, especially if it keeps going like this the next couple of days, if they get to Sacramento and he goes, no, I'm ready. I'm physically ready, and I'm our best third base. I'm our best option. So I wouldn't be shocked that Bob Melvin and Dave Gresher and all those guys are basically trying to hold him back right now, because they're like, look, there's half a season to go, and this was you had a pretty good scare, and we're pretty close to a pretty big injury. So they're trying to be careful here, but Matt's itching to get out there.
Alex, what's wrong with Hayden Birdsong?
It is really bizarre. And, last night, I mean, one of my favorite quotes of the season, he said it's almost like there's a force field that goes up at some point, and he doesn't really know what's going on. He just all of a sudden loses the strike zone, and he can't, you know, it's happened to him a few times now. And the stuff was good last night. The first three innings, he was really sharp. First time through, struck out five guys. I think it's one thing we have to remember. He's 23 years old. He made 38 starts in the minor leagues, which is like a season and a half for a prospect. He started this season in the bullpen. So he's had a very strange, like, 3 years in terms of development. And he has a very bright future. And right now I think he's trying to learn at the big league level. And if they were not losing every night, that'd be a little bit easier to hide. But it's tough when you're in that position and you have a night like last night and you have a game like he did last week. It really stands out. So for me, the main thing is it's just a really young guy who's trying to learn how to be a big league starter against big league teams.
Do we read anything into calling up Mason Black, who is a starter? Like, he's been starting in Sacramento. Like, is there a possibility he's taking Hayden's outing the next time out?
I don't think so. I mean, there was a little bit of last night of we'll talk about it, and we'll ask Bob today. You know, usually those things, they look into the next day and they go, man, he's still probably our best option. If there's a next man up, it's Carson Wisenhunt. So if they decide to make a move, I think the move would be to turn to their top pitching prospect, who's Wisenhunt. Black for me is like Carson Seymour had to throw three innings last night, and someone, you know, might have to soak it up today or tomorrow or this weekend. So I think that's a little bit of bullpen depth. But it is certainly a conversation they'll have today and tomorrow about, you know, if Hayden needs a breather or what's the best path through this.
Yeah, and wasn't not on the 40-man, so that would require some sort of a move at that level. But when you look at the long term of the rotation, and I'm thinking about Roop in particular and Birdsong, guys who are going to be tiptoeing up toward their innings limit, do you see a longer-term problem with these young guys eating up this many innings?
I do. I'll tease tomorrow's Giants Talk podcast. You guys' friend Bonte is co-hosting with me, and we talked a couple hours ago, and I said, what do you want to talk about? And he said, I remember a couple weeks ago you told me you were worried about the rotation. And he's like, we need to talk more about that. So I think, I'm with you there. I think Roop will ultimately be okay. He's a big, strong kid, and he's kind of built like a Matt Cain, like a Logan Webb. He has had some high innings counts earlier in his career, not necessarily last year. So I think they have a way to get him through that. But in Birdsong, I think they have a way to get him through that as well. But certainly you kind of look around and you go like, well, Jordan Hicks wasn't good, but he also was in the rotation to start the year. He's gone. Kyle Harrison was your next line of defense. He's gone. We saw Seymour. I mean, he's someone they're excited about, but also you saw last night, like, there's some things for him to work on. You saw with Hayden, there's some things. So the rotation depth is not what they had a few weeks ago, and it's not what they had coming out of camp. And I think that is probably, I know that's at all times what keeps team executives up at night, but that is probably something that worries them a little bit about the second half is just, you know, can you get through it? Because a lot's been put on this rotation, a lot's been put on this bullpen, and do they have enough arms to get through this if they're going to be playing one-run games every night?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We're hanging with Alex Pavlovich on the Giants NBC Sports Bay Area. Alex, has the organization in any way soured on Patrick Bailey? I get that they love his catching, but it appears like, I mean, they got a large sample on the offensive side now, and it's nothing special.
It's interesting you asked that. Last night was kind of you've seen Bob Melvin's post games. I mean, he is from the Bruce Bochy school. Yep. I'm very rarely going to say anything negative about any of my players, any of my coaches. And last night he did. And he said that, he's the
temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The two pass balls, you said they can't happen in that situation, directly led to three runs. And it really is, it's the result of trying to do what Patrick is maybe the best in the world at, which is framing pitches, but trying to do it every single time. And there are times where you don't need to frame a pitch, and it's cost him. I mean, it's been something I get asked about a lot from Giants fans because he does do it pretty regularly. You'll see balls just drop out of his glove. It's just trying to frame them. And I think that was interesting to me, just the frustration of, there's maybe some buildup there there can't be defensive mistakes if the hitting's going to be this way. I think they're really happy with the way he leads the pitching staff. I'm watching him right now. He's out there with the bullpen right now talking to guys. And he does a really good job behind the scenes. He does a really good job defensively. You can kind of put up with the hitting to some extent from a catcher. I mean, I know people don't want to hear that, but look around the league. Just look at most of the catchers. Like, this is where a lot of them are, and Patrick's better than all of them defensively. But I think there can't be the little mistakes, too. And last night, I think we saw some frustration from Bob Melvin.
Is there a sense defensively with this team, Alex, that they are underperforming as to where you thought that they would be?
I think they're about where I thought they would be. I mean, Jung-Hoo's been really good in center. Willie's been better the last month at short. The Elliot Ramos in left, it's been up and down with him. Like, I think that's maybe a little disappointing just because he's been a center fielder in the past, and the metrics there don't love him in left field. Overall, I mean, it's not a good defensive team. It's about an average defensive team, I think. And it is like if you're going to be scoring two runs a game, you need to be a good defensive team. So maybe that's a disappointment. But overall, I think if you go position by position, most guys, I think, have done okay or above that.
Alex, is this a moment in time or is it something bigger than that? You still see it as a playoff team?
Well, I do. I see him as a potential playoff team because I think you know, there are some good, some really good things here. The bullpen, there are some really good pieces there. You do have the two guys at the top of your rotation who are probably going to be all-stars. But you look at the lineup, and once they get healthy, I mean, there's too much talent in that lineup for them to score two runs a game. So at some point, you figure those guys will figure it out. Now, having said that, they've basically given away the advantage they had from that really hot first 2 weeks of the season, yep. And they've let all these other teams in other divisions catch them, and they've let a team like the Diamondbacks go out there and some of the quotes last night coming out of their clubhouse and their postgame show was interesting. They're like, don't forget about us. Like, I think the Diamondbacks are like, we're about to chase one down, and there's, you know, the Padres are right in front of them. And so it's not great. I also think that when you said moment of time, the first thing I thought was that we haven't seen Buster go through a trade deadline. And Buster, to me, is a little, you know, we've seen he's very decisive when he feels one way or another about this group. And right now he believes in them, but this is the easiest 2 weeks of their season, and it's been a train wreck so far. And if it keeps going like this, and, you know, they come home to the Phillies and the Dodgers, if you look up at the All-Star break in a week and a half, and you're 500 or you're below 500, I'm fascinated to see how Buster reacts to that. Because I don't think Buster is going to do what we've seen the last 3-4 years, which was kind of middling. Like, you know, we'll kind of keep guys around and see if we go on a run in August. And, you know, I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's going to choose a path one way or the other. So for me, this next week and a half is a moment to kind of watch where they end up at the end of next Sunday after they play the Dodgers.
Oof. Very, very interesting. Two more with the D-backs, then the A's, then the Phillies, then the Dodgers before the break. Alex, great stuff, man. We'll keep helping you throw that book out there, get the info out.
I appreciate it.
Good luck with everything, man. Thank you for coming on.
All right, guys. Anytime.
Okay, there it is. Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.